From Washington, this is VOA News. A suicide bomb attack on a hotel in Afghanistan's capital ended today with the deaths of one policeman and all three attackers. The Northgate Hotel houses foreign contractors, including Americans. Taliban has claimed responsibility for today's attack. U.S.-backed Kurdish and Arab fighters claim to control about half of the besieged Islamic State-held city of Manbij in Syria. That's near the Turkish border. Ohio State University regional analyst Alam Payan said its loss would be a blow to the IS and their efforts to secure fighters and supplies from Turkey.
Any place that which is resupplying either men or equipment, and if that is really prevented, so that's a great success in the part of those that who are fighting against terrorism.
Meanwhile, in the contested city of Aleppo, rebel fighters launched what they describe as a major assault on the government-held southwestern sector. Comes after weeks of progress by Damascus and allies to encircle the rebels. Hundreds of thousands of civilians are caught in the fighting there amid reports of low food and medical supplies. The UN Deputy Special Envoy Ramzi E. Ramzi held talks with Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim in a third attempt at political transition talks with the opposition.
I informed the minister and his deputy of the intention of the Special Envoy de Mistura to reconvene the intra-Syrian talks towards the end of August.
Major sticking point remains President Bashar al-Assad's political future. South African President Jacob Zuma, whose ruling African National Congress, has been rocked by allegations of corruption, appealing everyone to vote this week. This is VOA News. Turkish forces detained nine soldiers early today who were suspected of attacking a hotel where President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was staying during an attempted coup in mid-July. Earlier, the Erdogan government dismissed nearly 1,400 members of the armed forces as part of a general crackdown in the wake of the failed coup. Ambassador James Jeffrey, who had been posted in Turkey, tells VOA the coup attempt was a very serious threat to the democratically elected government.
This was a coup against a democratically elected government and president that was extraordinarily violent. I've lived through several coups and quasi-coups in Turkey. Nobody has seen anything like this.
Tens of thousands of people in Turkey have lost their jobs. They've been detained, suspended, questioned, and investigated for their alleged connection or support of Fethullah Gulen, a Muslim cleric who has lived in the United States for 17 years. Mr. Erdogan has blamed him for being part of that coup attempt and is seeking his extradition. Gulen denies any connection to the upheaval. Yemen's internationally recognized government has agreed to extend UN-sponsored peace talks with Houthi rebels in Kuwait for another week amid reports the government was about to leave the talks. The decision by President Abd Rabbo Mansour Hadi followed proposals by the UN envoy for rebels to pull out of cities, including the capital Sana'a, hand over weapons within 45 days that they've taken from the army. Rebels have reportedly rejected this as a non-starter, but will remain in Kuwait for 1 week. 16-month conflict has left more than 6,400 people dead. Millions have been displaced. Pope Francis spoke to the hundreds of thousands of pilgrims Sunday who had gathered in Krakow, Poland. He did that before returning to the Vatican in Rome. He condemned what he called the devastating wave of terrorism.
E la nostra risposta a questo mondo in guerra ha un nome. Si chiama fraternità.
The Pope said our response to a world at war has a name. He says its name is fraternity. Its name is brotherhood. Its name is communion. He says its name is family.
Si chiama famiglia.
Pope Francis addressed the congregants who had traveled there from all over the world on the last day of his five-day visit to Poland. You can get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And don't forget about the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.